Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and this segment we call Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. We've been bringing it to you a long time, over 6 years now. It's brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Kuby Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas. Larry's TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use for all of my night hunting, and the awesome Scissor Blind Elevated Work Platform for the farm or ranch by Innovative Equipment. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Larry Wysoon is with us. As always, Larry, thank you, sir, for being with us.
And once again, Luke, this is one of my favorite things to do each week. I really look forward to our visits.
I know, and it's we've been doing it so long, actually. If we ever stopped doing radio or whatever, I would be at a loss, I guarantee you.
Me too.
Folks, Larry came up to North Texas and spent about 3 days, I'll call a late winter outdoor fiesta, Larry. Man, we went fishing for big blue catfish, and then we went hunting for big hogs. And, Larry, let's talk about, I think we had so much fun and we've got so much to talk about. Let's talk about the fishing part first, and then next week I want us to talk about the awesome hog hunt we went on with Jeff Rice up near Lake Fork.
I think that's absolutely perfect. I mean, you were so kind, and David Hansen, he told me something about, or quite a bit, you know, about David and what he does and how he does things with Little D Guide Service. You know, I fished with him on Lake Tawakoni, and graciously he allowed me to bring Rick Lambert with me as well, and then Jeff Rice, who hunted with a little bit later, was there too. And what an absolutely great guy David is, and had some chance to spend some time with him the afternoon before we fished. Rick and I stayed there at the Anchor Inn right where David takes off on Lake Tawakoni, and had a great time visiting with him the afternoon before, and then after doing that, I couldn't wait to get out on the lake with him the next morning.
I know, you know, folks, Larry and I had talked about these blue catfish, the big ones, a lot in the last 2 or 3 years, and Larry had a spot there between, you know, the filming segments for his show and the speaking engagements and whatnot, where he had a couple of 3 days, and we did make the most of it. And, you know, Larry, everyone there caught the biggest catfish of their lives, and the biggest one was about 55 pounds, you know, so it couldn't have worked out better.
It could not have. We were there just right before front came through, and David had lines out. We had several lines out with the system that he's developed where he's catching these big catfish right now during the wintertime, and I guess as they're getting ready to spawn or whatever it is, and kind of a drift trolling type of thing, and first up was Rick. We decided Rick needed to kick the first fish, and he hooked into one of them, and I'll tell you what, for just a little bit there, I wasn't too sure who was going to come out of the water and who was going to go in the water, because it looked like a little bit there that old friend may end up going in the drink just trying to hang on to that big fish.
I know. he got him, but you know that those big ones, you literally, as we say, horse them, don't horse them. Well, you really can't.
You can't.
It's all about isometrics, and you know, you just keep a lot of pressure, I should say, and when you can, take up the slack, right? You know, that's the only way you're going to catch one of those big ones.
It is the only way you're going to catch one, and I think we'll soon realize that. Rick tried to do a little bit, I think, to begin with. I'm not sure Rick had ever caught a fish quite that big to hang on to them. And, I mean, these things pull like absolutely crazy. And, of course, the drag is set so that you don't tear the line or break the line so they can play with it a lot of time. You'd be reeling and reeling. You're looking down at your spool and you go, I'm not gaining anything. If anything, I'm losing.
<know
you.">
it.
But I'll tell you what, he came through like a champ when it was all said and done. And the catfish he brought in weighed a little over 45 pounds, which was just, as far as I'm concerned, an absolute monster fish, regardless what kind it was. But it's amazing how big these blue cats get there and in that part of the world, and I assume other places as well too, but I don't know if anybody ever fishes for them quite as well as what David does or where he is.
Yeah, he guides strictly for catfish, and this bite will hold up right on this year, probably right on through March, this big fish.
Oh, really?
Bite. Yep. It's kind of, folks, if many of our listeners, I'm sure, have fished for trophy blues up, you know, up across the state, but it's kind of like, Larry, hunting for a 45-pound blue would, in my opinion, would be like a 160-class whitetail.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know?
I agree.
And that old 55-pounder, well, that's Boone and Crockett, you know, that's Boone and Crockett, I think. But, yeah, well, the thing, this bite will hold. It starts when the water gets cold every winter,
sir.
And that usually, it's dependent, by November it's going. December, January, February, and usually at least halfway through March, those shad get balled up in tight schools down there,
and
them old catfish, they a lot of, you know, if you looked at the graph on David's graph, a lot of the times when we were getting bit, there'd be a submerged hump or something down there that
right.
those shad were stacked up on. And them old catfish, you know, they say the blues are the sharks of the fresh water, and they are very, very aggressive feeders, you know. And
well, they're aggressive fighters, I can tell you that. I mean, that's the one I caught was about 28 or so pounds. We were taking turns trying to ever get, you know, Rick was up first. David put me up, and then we had Jeff up third. And when I caught, there was a time or two that it wouldn't, even with that near 30-pound fish that I caught there, a time or two, it wouldn't have bothered me too much if the fish had gotten loose. Because, I mean,
yeah.
even with that weight of that fish, they put up a great fight. And, of course, then we got really lucky on the third fish that Jeff caught. And it was one of those 55 pounds, the one you just talked about. I mean, just phenomenal fish. I don't know what it just for the biggest fish was prior to this, but I got a feeling in terms of catfish, that was his biggest to date.
I bet it was. And the biggest one that David caught, or a client of David's last year, was 80 pounds. And, you know,
yes,
it's hard to put in perspective, you know, the size, but it's
It really is. I met the gentleman the next morning, the morning after we fished, caught the 80-pound, and he was plus, because it's probably 80-plus, because what he told me, he says, we just barely got that 80-pounder in the boat, looked back, and he said that rod was just bent over like crazy, and they had another fish on, and he said, rather than take a chance, of course, just like we did, you release all those bigger fish, because those are the ones you want to go back in so they can spawn. And he said that they never really took any real measurements or really got a true weight over 80 pounds. He said they just barely got the scales up. 80 pounds, there's probably still a little bit of fish on the ground or on the boat. And he said, we turned that one loose, and he said, and hooked into the next one. When I got it on board, he said, it weighed 62 pounds. So,
wow, yeah.
You know, there's 142 pounds minimum of catfish weight that gentleman caught on consecutive you know, just reel ins, and I mean, that's just phenomenal as far as I'm concerned.
It is, Larry. And what's going to happen by mid-April, the end of April, for sure, that bite, that big fish bite, will taper off. But then then you get on up shallow, because those things start spawning. Catfish in the fresh water, they're a late spawner, but they're starting.
Oh, okay.
They're moving shallower, see, and you anchor up then, and I do this with David every year. You anchor up in water maybe 5 or 6 foot deep and cast, downsize your hooks. Don't use those big eight-aught hooks. You know, get smaller hooks and put out a bunch of rods, but you'll catch 2 to 10, 12, occasionally one about maybe almost 20, but the smaller blues.
Right.
You know, but you will catch, I mean, you'll just catch the daylights out of them, and that happens after the big fish bite, and then you move on. You saw the 2 mile bridge, it's called.
Oh yes, yes.
Well, David, he says, I got smart last year. We used to tie up out in the trees. You saw all those they would call that the wood,
right.
The woods at Tewakene. Well, last year he said, I'm beating this heat. So he, all through the summer, he would bait holes underneath the bridge. Shady. Oh, you got to get back. You got to get back.
I'm coming back. I'm telling you, I had such a blast. You know, of course, the fishing was out of this world, as we were talking about. But then you had told me, warned me, that David Hansen was just a fabulous cook. I know he cooked for you guys up there in your elk camp.
Oh, yeah.
boy, did he ever prove it. He'd kept some catfish from a previous catch that they had, of some smaller catfish. And I'll tell you what, that fish fry that he did for us there at his house there in his barn with his mom and dad and some of the rest of his family, some of the other folks that showed up, was out of this world. I'll tell you about it. It's the best catfish I've ever eaten by far.
I'm with you. And it's the blue cats, they are just the meat. You know, you saw the fillets on those little ones.
Man.
Just snow white. And, yeah, David is an awesome cook, but just an awesome guy. And many of our listeners, I just know, have fished with David and know him.
If they haven't, they need to, I'm telling you.
That's right. And it's and I think everybody that listens to our show, you know, you can always contact me through this catfishradio.com. It's my email and everything is there, so you don't have to worry about trying to remember it. But I'll always put you in contact with David. LittleDsGuideService.com. That's LittleDsGuideService.com is David's website there. But yeah, and we wrapped it up with a good fish fry, and then we all got a good night's sleep, and then we went down to Yantis to the Buck and Bass. That's Jeff Rice is a good friend of mine, and he's got a play. He has the passion for hogs like Larry and I, and yeah.
Poor guy.
Well, it's just a curse, man.
Or a blessing, as far as I'm concerned.
Me too. But it's great sport, and there are tons of hogs. That's on the upper end, up there in Wood County, upper end of Lake Fork. Larry, next week, let's go over. Let's talk about that fun hunting trip up there, and you tell them about the unique. Unique appearance of those hogs, and we'll have a fun campfire next week. How about that?
I agree. I hope everybody comes back and listens, because I tell you what, that was a truly...
That's right, Larry. And folks, we are just about out of time. Larry and I are going to be right here with you next week. I want to remind you about his weekly TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, on the Sportsman's Channel. Make sure and tune into that.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter's Supply. Now, Hunter's Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter's Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken the Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter's Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, if you hunt hogs very much, I probably don't need to tell you that they become almost entirely nocturnal with the least bit of pressure. I use a Photon XT night scope. Actually, you can use the Photon during the day. I've actually sighted mine in during the daylight hours. You can shoot with it just as well during the daylight hours as you can at night, but at night it becomes really golden. You can buy the Photon XT for around $500. I'll direct you where you can find it and look at it. Go online to sightmark.com. Click All Products and then Night Vision, and then look at the Photon XT. It's an affordable unit. There's all kind of different night hunting options when you get there, binoculars, everything that you can imagine for hunting at night. Just go online to sightmark.com and learn all about it. Folks, at the Dallas Safari Club convention this year, I discovered an awesome new scissor blind made by Innovative Equipment. Now, you can mount this onto your UTV, you can go out to your hunting area, and it'll raise you up to 18 feet in elevation above the mesquite trees or whatever you're hunting in. Makes an awesome hunting blind, comes with a camo netting around it, you know. But it's also a very, very stable work platform for your farm or ranch. It has outriggers that make it really stable and level, all automatic. They put me up in it in the Dallas Safari Club, and I was very impressed with it. But check it out online at IEQUIPT.com, IEQUIPT.com, or call 888-359-3002. Locate a dealer near you and go and check these out. I guarantee you you'll like them. Folks, if you're having trouble with your feeders, I want to hook you up with Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. Carl makes a line of feeders that I've been using them for, gosh, well over 12 years, maybe a little bit more than that. They work every time. He also makes the timer that is easy to set, goes off every time. You can set it on multiple feedings. And he also makes the eliminator. Now, the eliminator mounts to the quarter-inch spinner shaft off the motor and works on centrifugal force. It seals the flow of corn off completely when the feeder stops spinning. So, you know, that combination is a winning deal. Go online to ultramaticfeeders.com, check them out, or just give Carl a call at 877-428-4637.